This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. As vote tallies from key states came in over the weekend, Joe Biden claimed victory as president of the United States. Biden and running mate Kamala Harris both mentioned Native Americans in speeches to the nation Saturday. Native people across the country were among those reacting to election projections. Carol Cadu Blackwood from Lawrence, Kansas, was a Democratic National Convention delegate. She's hopeful a Biden administration would work on efforts to end violence against women.
I work in the field of sexual violence and domestic violence education, awareness, and prevention. So I can see where they're going to push and promote VAWA, and I'm excited to see the implementation of the Savannah's Act.
Danielle Steele from Atlanta, Georgia, says she's excited to see a woman of color as vice president.
You know, having people of color in these leadership positions, it matters, because even if it's not, you know, a native, like, we see the things that we can be and we can do.
James Brew is from the Fort Berthold Reservation.
I'm feeling a little more upbeat about where the country could potentially go. I live in North Dakota, and the oil industry has been pretty much the driving force behind economics here for a decade or so. And it's fair to say my tribe has benefited from oil and gas development, but the environment and other facets of our lives as indigenous people have suffered, unfortunately. But I am looking forward to responsible development of our resources, as well as more protections.
The Native vote is credited for record turnout across the country and in key states of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Arizona. Biden and Harris have promised Native Americans would have a seat at the table in their administration. President Trump has not conceded defeat in the presidential election. Alaska's only reservation locked down over the weekend. That's after officials with Metlakatla Indian Community announced the Southeast Alaska Village's first COVID-19 case. Eric Stone reports.
With strict travel protocols in place, Metlakatla avoided the coronavirus for nearly 8 months after it arrived in nearby Ketchikan in March. But that streak ended last week. A 72-hour lockdown took effect Friday. Judith Eaton is Metlakatla Indian Community's secretary.
The general public must quarantine at home until the contact tracing procedures are completed.
Officials say the unnamed positive individual was immediately isolated after receiving their test results. Local and state health authorities are investigating the source of the infection. Classes at Metlakatla schools were canceled Friday, and several businesses announced that they would close, but Metlakatla's primary grocery store remains open. Face masks and six-foot distancing are now mandatory in public settings throughout the Annette Islands Reserve. Eden asks residents to abide by a few simple steps.
Wear your mask, wash your hands, be safe, be aware.
Ketchikan is seeing its highest case numbers since the pandemic began. It shares a twice-daily ferry link with Metlakatla. Non-essential travel to and from the reserve is currently restricted, and even essential workers are required to quarantine for 5 days. Lockdown restrictions were projected to end on Monday. I'm Eric Stone.
The National Congress of American Indians is hosting its 2020 annual convention and marketplace virtually this week. The six-day event includes discussions on COVID-19, economic recovery, the Native vote, Indian mascots, and many other topics. The focus of this year's convention is truth and reconciliation to explore the state of tribal sovereignty and government-to-government relationships with the United States. The virtual marketplace features arts and crafts, tribal entities, nonprofits, and government agencies. A cultural night will be hosted by the affiliated tribes of the Northwest Indians. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Native Teaching Aids collaborates with tribes to create games and apps which focus on language, culture, and history. Native Teaching Aids can create fun, engaging materials for your community. Further information and online store at nativeteachingaids.com, who support this show.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.